Number 24. Mr. Smith is the hard-working manager of a sales department. He is 53 years old and is a very tough boss. When he scolds members of his staff, he always says, "Think carefully and move quickly." Mr. Smith is generally regarded by other workers as a strict and reliable man. He seems to enjoy his everyday life. In fact, he has another pleasure besides his job. He enjoys fishing from sunrise to sunset every weekend. Although he isn't very good at fishing, he likes it very much. One day, he read an article about a fishing spot called Lake Barrett. He decided to go fishing at the lake, which was about 20 miles from his home. There were few people fishing at the lake, and he liked the quiet place very much. Walking along the side of the lake to find a place to fish, he saw a boy fishing alone. The boy looked about 10 years old. Mr. Smith walked over and talked to him. "Hi, are you alone?" The boy turned to him and said, "Yes, I live near this lake." "Oh, I see. Did you catch any fish?" said Mr. Smith. The boy replied very proudly, "I have already caught 50 today." Mr. Smith was surprised and said, 50? Wow, that's unbelievable." The boy smiled and said, "My grandfather taught me how to fish. He taught me how to catch a lot of fish." Mr. Smith thought that the boy must be a genius at fishing and asked him very politely, "Could you teach me some fishing techniques?" The boy looked surprised but nodded, "Sure, sit down next to me." "Thank you. What is your name?" asked Mr. Smith. "Jimmy," the boy answered. Jimmy knew much more about fishing than Mr. Smith, so Jimmy often had to advise Mr. Smith, "No, no, don't move yet," he said. "You have to wait longer. Timing is the most important thing in fishing. You have to think carefully and move quickly." Mr. Smith laughed and said to him, "Jimmy, that is exactly what I always say to people who work for me." It made him feel closer to Jimmy and like him all the more. Thanks to the young but experienced teacher, Mr. Smith was able to catch many fish, and one of them was the biggest fish he had ever caught. Though they had never met before, Mr. Smith and Jimmy became good friends immediately. They shook hands with each other, and Mr. Smith said to Jimmy, "Thank you very much. You are a very fine teacher. Can we meet again?" Jimmy smiled and nodded. The next morning, Mr. Smith told his colleagues about the new teacher he had met the day before. They asked Mr. Smith, "How long has your teacher been fishing?" Mr. Smith said, "Well, I'm not sure. He is quite experienced anyway." He didn't want to let them know how young the teacher was, so he didn't tell them.